Tantor Audio presents Vivid by Beverly Jenkins. Narrated by Robin Eller. Prologue. Grayson Grove, Michigan, August 1865. Nate Grayson stood before the big bay window in his large, book-lined study, watching the rain. By all rights, he should have been more concerned with the business being conducted across the room by his barrister and his wife, Cecile. But Nate preferred the rain. As he stood there, his thoughts drifted to last evening, when he'd stood in much the same way. He'd been in the doorway of the upstairs bedroom, indifferently watching Cecile pack. He'd not been allowed to share the room or her bed since his return from the war in June, and he'd not much cared. When she had spotted him, she'd tossed a rose silk gown atop the bed and haughtily said, "At least try not to hate me, Nathaniel." He responded with a bitter chuckle, "It's a bit late for that." She strode over to the polished cherry wood wardrobe that once belonged to his grandmother, Dorcas, and took down another armload of gowns, which she tossed alongside the others. As she held each gown up for critical inspection, she glanced back at him and said, "Were you more worldly, you'd not hate me. Marriages end every day. At least we're not being hypocrites by pretending otherwise." More worldly. He'd heard her throw out that phrase so many times to describe his shortcomings. He swore the words echoed in his head while he slept.